Our guest at the cafe this morning is Huck County AgriLife Extension Agent Sarah Latham. Good morning.
Good morning.
Diabetes, that seems to be increasingly a thing that is causing a lot of trouble for people.
It is. Nationwide, it's a growing problem. It's one of the chronic illnesses that we're seeing increase every year.
And what are the numbers that you were telling me about in Hunt County?
Hunt County has a diabetes prevalence value of 10.3%, which means that is the percentage of adults over age 20 that have been diagnosed with diabetes.
So that's one out of every 10 people.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So you have a program coming up to address this.
I do. One of the things that we look at is serving these audiences and trying to help them get control of this issue. And so we're going to be putting on a Do Well, Be Well short course. This program is designed to have a 5-part series working through. It's usually set up 5 different days, but in order to kind of reach a different audience and try to actually have people interested in coming, we're going to do a short course all in one day. It's the Friday before Thanksgiving, so maybe they can go into their Thanksgiving dinner maybe with a little bit better awareness of what they should and shouldn't be eating.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be from 10 until 3. And we're going to go through the 5 parts. We're going to have a hands-on lunch where they're going to learn to utilize some different food sources to get the taste, but not necessarily the carbs.
So you're fast-tracking this program, basically.
We're fast-tracking. That's
easier,
a good word.
Easier to get people to come for an afternoon or morning/afternoon than 5 days separately.
Right. And I understand people are busy. And, you know, diabetes is not necessarily, it doesn't reach one specific audience. It's across the board, people with type 1 and type 2. And this program is geared towards people with type 2, but it's open to type 1 and type 2 because a lot of the issues reach both.
Okay. So tell me, what's the difference in type 1 and type 2?
Type 1 is insulin dependent, and it usually hits at a younger age. Type 2 has a larger prevalence once people get to it older, and it is really affected by food and exercise, and they're not necessarily insulin dependent until they get a little bit more severe. Mm-hmm. It does sometimes turn into that, but it can be controlled with diet and exercise.
So type 2 is more severe?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Not necessarily. Type 1 being insulin dependent is you have to give yourself the injections.
Right.
And that one is the differences, and it's kind of hard to explain in a short.
Well, I understand. Yeah, probably trying to go too deep there. But anyway, there's 2 different manifestations of
right.
The
but
disease.
Both can be addressed with proper diet, exercise, and then also medications at times. Problem with a lot of people is that they don't take good care of themselves and they don't address the issues and they're not eating properly. But it can happen to anyone.
We're talking with Sarah Latham, Sarah's Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent. So take us through this event on the day, what you're going to do.
We're going to begin at 10 a.m. We're going to have registration and introductions, and then we'll go into the first part of the series discussing how food affects the blood glucose level, and then we'll move into the second part where you're understanding what kind of carbohydrates you're eating, how to avoid them, how to get exactly what you're eating and understand the serving size. Then we'll do a hands-on lunch where they're actually preparing their own lunch and learning to utilize different foods that can be a substitute to some of those higher carb meals. Then we'll move into the afternoon where we'll talk about controlling your blood glucose level with exercise, with medication. And then also, you know, diabetics, one of the problems is you have that sweet tooth. It's one of the things I hear all the time is you just really want that sugar. And so understanding where that can fit into your diet, how to not necessarily cut everything out so that you can enjoy some things.
In moderation.
Correct, yes. And, you know, that's always a good rule of thumb, everything in moderation.
Well, we talk, you know, with the Hunt Regional Dietitian, Sally Rhodes, every once in a while, and that's our watchword. There's almost always moderation.
Right.
So this is for people with diabetes and also caregivers?
Yes. And so, you know, a lot of times you have the diabetic isn't really the one that's preparing the foods or... And so having that other person, that spouse or the partner, understanding what this person is going through can, you know, really helps to have that support group and have everyone aware of what's going on so that you can have that someone else there with you so you can go through it with someone else. You know, a lot of times you're more successful if you have someone going through it with you.
So this is at your office there in downtown Greenville?
Yes, we'll be meeting at our office, and again from 10 to 3, and it is $10 a person to help cover some of the cost of the lunch. But if you would like, if you're interested in it or like more information or would like to register, you can contact our office at 903-455-9885.
And you're there on Washington Street, kind of on the other side of Market Square.
Yes, and we share a building with Voter Administration.
Uh-huh.
So we're
must, you must be pretty well equipped there in that little facility.
A lot of people also know it as the old Greenville Seed House.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful building. Yeah, it is. That's a lovely building. All right. So this is Do Well, Be Well with Diabetes, Friday, November 17th from 10 to 3.
Yes.
Sarah, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again. Sarah Latham, Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.